Necessity in human being. Every man needs his covet. The shaykh uncovered. Either you write about the covet, then the real covet, the covet appears right from God. Even if you write it from covet, there has to be some covet. The covet is right of forever. There has to be some sort of covet. It must be covet. We opened up the sugya, we saw a little bit the different kriyas and efforts there is in the mensch, the nisyanis that there are to build kavod in the proper way. There's kavod pnimi and kavod tishoi. And the kavod pnimi be'etzim is only the real richti the kavod, that's what we came out with. Kavod tishoi is kavod medumet, it's no shame. It's kavod medumet, it's not richti the kavod, it's not real kavod, it's not real, it's no real mother, the mother of the mensch doesn't really have a mother. And before Shavuos, we hit the point of the sugya, which is the most delicate part of the sugya, is when the person starts to working on being machlif, realizing the tremendous nisayin there is, the natural nati of a mensch to build this kavod ba'if chitzayin, the way his self-image is projected to other people, and to start slowly changing to build kavod in a more cleany way. And with Ma'adish then, I just want to be Ma'adish again. It's an extremely delicate sugya. It's part of the reason why I'm mapping Mamshach in that sugya, because it's a very, very dangerous sugya. It's a sakonas nefashos either way almost. If a person gives up a cover that he really needs, and he's not holding that he gives up a cover that he really needs, it's probably more dangerous than if he stays with living with a falsha cover. So, we opened up the sugya. It's a very chashuv sugya. It's being on the radar screen, making big changes in the sugya. You need personal hadracha. Mamish, you need personal hadracha from a rebbe who knows you well. Someone who wants to make a big step in the sugya of the kavod chitzayin, the kavod pnimi, needs tremendous hajacha. We're gonna try to now the hemshich. It's a sugya, but it's saying it. It has to do with it. It's mashpi on the sugya. Instead of talking about how the kavod adam b'fnim, how a mensch builds his own kavod, we're talking about another chiluk of the sugya. That's a mensch being mechabed things outside of him. Mechabed. Maybe we'll talk about a little bit mechabed achir. The vicar being mechabed there. We saw in morale that there's in the morale that there's a chibur between the two sugis. But I want to talk a little bit tonight, this Arashovet. We saw in the Rambam that someone wants the Rambam in Talmud Torah, or Gimel Alef Vav, someone wants to be Zoichid, Muchtu, Kesar Torah. Kesar Torah is the crown of Torah, is when Torah gives the person, builds the person with the thing. That's what we saw in Kavod Ala Torah, or builds the true dimension of Kavod in the Mensch. It's all mitzvahs, all ma'alos, tevis, and ikar Torah. The Rambam says that he has to make sure lo yosim eli by liknei satira im ha oisher v'akavid v'asachet. That was Lashon Rambam. Rambam said that you can forget about concentrating. Someone wants to be zeichet to get satira. You can forget about focusing on while you're building yourself a Torah, being kainei kavid means the kavid chitzoni and oisher v'asachet. We spoke at then that the Rambam, it seems that means there's a contradiction in our familiar musagim of kavid. Although we spoke about kavod Torah is replacing kavod. However, if you're focusing on your previous idea of what kavod is, it's not going to stim with the kavod of Torah. It says, "Stay around by me, sir." You're going to see. And the value system is the bottom line. The value system of Torah and the value system of the Welt, the Olam Chitzoni, are two different hafachim. They're very, very different. And if you maintain your old value system and what's called kavod, and you just try to be machlefit with Torah, kilo. Say that previous covet that I got from that source and that source and that source and that source and that source, I'm gonna now get it in Torah. It's not gonna work. That's what Rambam means. It's not gonna work because it's a totally different currency of covet. It's a totally different currency of covet. And this is what we're gonna find a little bit of hemshed and the sugi that we're talking about. I mean, the chavid the Torah. We're gonna have to learn how to change our value system. We're gonna have to learn what it means to be mechavid Torah. And we find a direct asiachsis to the same kesed Torah that a person tries is zoichin when he builds himself up with Torah. We find a mention in the Rambam, a yachas in the Rambam, an allusion in the Rambam to this kesed Torah when he's talking about a person being mechaber Torah. Essentially, you do the Rambam, it's chaber nevi'ah. The Rambam Bachrim will going to be in Shiduchim soon. Maybe everyone here for some of the next few years. That's you do the Rambam. Everyone knows that when ideas of Shiduchim. The idea is a Torah state. The idea is marrying a Baal Talmud Chacham. It's a big laugh, marrying a Baal Talmud Chacham. The Mar in Tochim of Mem Pesim Beis is very strong. The Olam Yimkar Adam Kol Mashe Yesh Lo Yivdi Yisa Baal Talmud Chacham. Very strong. But Kol Moy Decha. Get everything you have. It's worth it to marry a Baal Talmud Chacham. The Rambam, which is not, it's very hard to know what is Mekor. The Rambam was Magal of Tam. What's the grace you say? What's the grace and mile in the Baal Talmud Chacham? The Rambam, initially you do the Rambam, so you do the Rambam. Rambam is in the Yisuri Biyah Per Chof Al Talach Alam Ad Beis. Rambam says like this. Sant. Very interesting. Lo Egin 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 Lo Yisa Odom Bas Am Ort. You should not marry Bas Am Ort. Why is Dr. Rambam? She in Meis Oy Golo. If the husband is going to die, or he's going to go into exile, he's going to go into Golo. If he leaves his children with his wife, they're going to be Amorites. Dr. Rambam, look at Lashon Rambam, Yikr. She'ein imon yoidas keser Torah. Abbas Amorites doesn't know keser hater. There's a musik called keser hater, which Rambam spoke to a lot of them in Talmud Torah. And Abbas Amorites, who didn't witness in her house, who didn't witness from close, the supremacy of Torah. Aye, she saw it from far, but she didn't witness in her house, she didn't live in her house, the supremacy of Torah. So the children are going to be Amorites. Mechatesi, maybe not. The musig of having Torah in the proper place, in the proper makom, the proper chashivas, it's part of the metzias of a person that's going to affect majorly how the mother is going to mechanach the children. And it's something that's part of the metzias of the person, it's part of the way they look at things, the life view. And the Rambam calls this musig, which we want to talk about. The Hemshech. The Rambam calls the musig called Keser Ater. It doesn't say it doesn't know the Torah. Keser Ater. Keser Ater again is the top, the crown. Keser Ater. It's impossible. The Rambam sounds like Shidabas Amar. You know, impossible. It's not like Yishno Keser Ater. In my Marmuz today, a lot of people hold that today. Girls go to Beis Yaakov's. Maybe they become a Bas Tamachachim to be in the Chesavah to Beis Yaakov's. Teachers there. Yeah. Yesh Lo Ben Mishas Maisa. But the Etzem musig. The etzem musig of a bas tamal chacham is a nitzrach, Dr. Rambam. The etzem musig of a bas tamal chacham is someone who has to know from close. Someone who had to have absorbed the supremacy of Torah, Dr. Rambam. He had to absorb the supremacy of this musig of Keser Torah, the same musig of Keser Torah. The same thing that we're looking for that's going to build us and give us kavod pnimi is the musig of being mechabed. That in. This is what you want to start working on. I want to be mocking before. We should start a little bit tonight, but this is a Nekuda Klolis. It's not coincidence that we've been working on the sugya and getting the man is one of the things we had in mind to do. It has to do with current events. It has to do with a little bit of Avodas Hazman, Avodas Hatkufa. The current events in Eretz Yisrael are still in the middle. Besides that, you know, we have new current events. We need big Yeshuas. Some of the current events that have been ready for months and months already, more than a year, I think. That the Olam HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael has been on the tremendous Xeris Kamat we haven't known in a very long time. Xeris is called in Moshe Nasir, it's called Xeris Agius. The holiest thing of Xeris. Xeris that were the Lashon of Agdolim are coming to be Oikir Das. They're coming to be Oikir Das. The way they're doing the Olam HaTorah, they're attacking the Torah. Seichem HaTorah is Olam HaTorah to be Oikir all full religious observance. Of the Maisa, they're doing it through attacking Torah. They're challenging supremacy of Torah. That's what's being put on the table. Now, in America, you're not directly affected by this. You're not going to be sent to the army. But it has opened up this whole sugya. I know here many places. It opened up. It became a deal. The past year, people talk about it. All of a sudden, it became put on the table, this idea. It became a deal. The deal means it's up for debate. How sacred is it? To learn and only learn. It became, and all of a sudden, all kinds of alabatim and other all kinds of electronic devices, people expressing their opinions all over the place. And there's a tremendous amount of zilzul and kavod there. Unbelievable amount of zilzul and kavod there. Ramish, tremendous amount of zilzul and kavod there. So, just to examine, again, not so much a sugi, but there's a very chashuv sugi to know, to talk about. Then Ashkofas HaTorah, how do we look at in current events when things like this happen? How does a person, how does he yochi? You know, what did the, how does he look at it? How does he approach this? So it's very easy to get swept up and caught up. It's very easy, first of all, to voice an opinion, get into the Gufan Eden. Yeah, Nisht. I'm stubborn, Nisht and stubborn. Go get to the army. Is it fear or not fear? It's very easy to get into the sugya. It's very easy to talk about how the Chiloyim are so krum. And how we have their right to Yadas. And it's very easy to talk about it. You hear sometimes Krum of Balabatim, sometimes the Krum of Balabatim, very easy to talk about them also. The question is, what's going to get to me? Kabbalah kibamu, mechach me'avoyde, mechach me'musa. Me'mas mechitzak, one of the places you see is by Yoin HaNovi. Yoin HaNovi said, when there was a storm, Yoin HaNovi said, b'shali hatzar ha'godol hazeh. Mechach me'avoyde, me'mas mech on this, that the cook of a person, whenever there's a storm, whenever there's something majorly difficult, something's going on. So Tutzak Maizen is the rash. The stachlis of a Bala Voida has to be that he's somewhere in the center of things. He's somewhere in the cause, he's somewhere in the root of this. Avobin in a bunch of places talks about this. And he says, he's touching a bigger sugya, that this is telling you how a person views the world. That's the way of a person how views the world. And one of them occurs, he talks about the fact that this is passing parsha. In the Raglan, one of the Bikurs, one of the critiques that Chazal have on Raglan, the Lashon of Chazal is Rishoyim Halalu Rau Veloy Lachum Musav. Lama Nismecha Parshas Raglan and Parshas Miri. Rishoyim Halalu Rau Veloy Lachum Musav. What's the Dovish Bazal? Rau Veloy Lachum Musav. Rau Veloy Lachum Musav. So again, when things happen outside of a person, so generally you get swept up. When we were there, Miriam Leviya spoke about Gadol HaNeviim, spoke about Achia Gadol, Gadol HaNeviim. It was a very delicate Lashon HaRa of the Rambam. Very easy if you're in current events, you know, back in the shul, back then, it's very easy to talk about, oh, I can't believe the Miriam Leviya spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's It's very easy to get caught up in everything that's going on outside of you. It's the easiest thing in the world. That's the natural tendency of a human being. Get caught up in the chitonis of no more. Zohar of Olva, when Oyver Hashem, he has to live events, he has to experience what's going on in events as if it's a mirror. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to view something, the closer you are, the more between you viewed it. He viewed it in you to be a mirror, to look at it, to experience it from within you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to take something out of it, he wants you to experience it. He wants you to experience it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that mi'urah of the talking of Lashon Hara. He wanted everyone in that door to think about themselves, check into themselves, where am I holding in Ayin Toiv and Ayin Ra? Where am I holding? Where am I holding in the Sugi of Lashon Hara? Had they have done that, Chazal Mashma, they would have saved themselves, they would have been Nechshal. They didn't view things this way. This is what something we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how to do it. When these big events happen, current events, again, there's so much hot. I would mention examples, so much way to start talking about it. And at the end of the day, the person doesn't change a kiwaz, it's not like Yaboy, he's not talking about all the right things. He's krum and they're shayim, and he's that, and he's that, and he's that, and that. At the end of the day, doesn't touch him. But you can look at it a different way. You can look and you can search and you can see bifnim and it's the bodak manuset. It can't be then the oil machitzang is a zilzun covered a turf, and the oil machimi, the oil machimi, and we can have an opinionistic oil. It can't be that there's a zilzun in the world that came to such a massive, a tremendous zilzun in covered a turf, and the gas, even the base measure, it wasn't a zilzun covered a turf. This I feel this is a little bit of a voidus asman, a voidus ashok, voidus ashok. So for us to learn up a little bit the sugya of covered a Torah, we're going to get to, we're going to talk about, we're going to start Mahamish in the beginning, covered, being mechabed, mechlal, other things, get to covered a Torah. As we said this, we spoke about in covered atzim. We have to learn of this sugya of covered, being mechabed, mechabed a Torah, mechabed other things. But even clearly, there's no question that this is one of the sugyas that could use a tremendous amount of chiyas. Tremendous amount of chiyas, a tremendous amount of growth and lumada in covered a Torah. Covered a Torah, examine yourself, is one of the sugyas that started at the youngest age. Chinuch and Kavanah Torah started to come out the youngest age before a child understands anything, before he knows how to read. He's trained to stand up for his Rebbe. Either his father told him a lot of times, your Rebbe told you to stand up for them. In shul, for the sake of Torah, kids are all over the place. It's a tremendous, tremendous, it's taka chitzanistik apur, that you could teach a kid. But kikol, like many things, and Mr. Sharon talks about kikol, that something becomes more partial and more simple, and more basic, and more accepted. There's very little disbindness that's opened up in the sugya. You take it as a matter of mechaber a Torah. Mechaber a Torah, you stand up for Rebbe, you stand up for the Gadol. Mechaber a Torah, Chas V'Shalom to talk. Kilu, Chas V'Shalom to talk against the Talmud Chacham. We need to have this boldness. We need to have this boldness. We need to try to bring in a Ruach Chadasha, the Etzem, into the Sugya of Kavod HaTorah. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, I think we'll see that we're really, in many ways, missing basically in basic ideas the true Erech of a Torah. What, how much the sugya of Kavod HaTorah we have to see in the beginning, how much the sugya of Kavod HaTorah has weight, how influential it is on the Etzem, in the sugya of our Kinyani HaTorah, in our whole life. And then we have to see what are the Nakudas, where are we missing? The very delicate Nakudas. It goes back to what we spoke about, mentioned before, is that we translate the musagim that we have when we grew up, in the rechayiv, the musagim we have in the street musagim, of what kavod is, and we apply it to Torah. We're missing what the real kavod of Torah is. Then I just want to start a little bit, to give a little bit, and appetizers. Just a little bit to see what Chazal say, a little bit about kavod of Torah. See how much of Malkum it played in Chazal. Mar says like this: Rava had habi mitzter minei de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was Rava's Rebbe. When he parted from Rabbi Yosef, when he left the presence of Rabbi Yosef, habi ozalacher, he walked out backwards. Ad menakfin kare umisvason askuft. His legs were shaking so much, his legs were shaking, that they knocked into the doorposts as he was leaving. He was trembling, he was such trepidation, such trembling so much, and he knocked into the doorpost. It seems from the Minhag Kanal that his feet, he bruised his feet on the way out, they're losing blood. As he was leaving out, Omru Leila Rabbi Yosef. Rashi explains, they told him, to me they told Rabbi Yosef, Rashi explains, since Rabbi Yosef was a Saginar, he was blind, he couldn't see, so he wasn't able to witness even how much covet, how much murder, Rabbi Hanfrim. So it's telling me they told him, you should know how Rabbi looks when he said what he said. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Hachi Yavi Rabbi, this is how Rabbi is and Hagga when he's. Omalei, Yehei Rabbi Detroy Mereshech Akula Krach. Very interesting. He said, he wrote so that it should be, Rabbi's head should be raised Akula Krach, from the entire city. Rashi says, "Teroim reishich tia rosh yeshiva sakrach." Halavai, he should go to be the rosh yeshiva of the city of the shul. He should be the rosh yeshiva. That's what Rabbi Yosef gave him his bracha, tefillah. And Chananel says that's pshat, and he brings another pshat. The yeshayimim shetia b'kol halacha karov. Teroim reishi means we should pass him always halacha karov. In fact, we always be passing like karov. When he comes to the bayim, something else. Again, halacha is karov. Halavai halacha should be karov. It's more of a major tefillah. What's going on there? What's the shaykh? He's walking again, trepidation. He's shaking, he's traceling, and he gives him a bracha, yay, rabbi. I saw once in Shiva, Shunan Gabornstein, Shivan in Beibar. He tied it, it's stating this Gemara, Gemara, Gemara. Shane the Gemara, this is the Kesher. That the Kli Kinyan, the Kli that a person has to claim the Torah is how much covet and murder that he has, the Torah. As much as a person's level of kavod haTorah is, that's how much he's going to be zeicher to be kind of Torah. This is what Yosef was saying. Yosef was saying, I see, Rava, why was Rava with such meira from Yosef? He was meira because he had the proper kavod haTorah. And it happened every time with Rava, it wasn't once. Every time he left Rava, he was shaking meira, he was the meira as a recognition and an hakara of what Torah is. Rav Yosef said, if so, this is going to make him Rosh Hashiva. This is going to make him Rosh Hashiva. It's not a skula, it's direct to itself. Someone who's in Machshav Torah, so we're going to speak about this more, with Torah's Tefes, more Machmayim, he's going to be able to be kind of Torah in a greater way. Zak Rashi Wom Shalom, come Rosh Hashiva. Zak Rashi Wom Shalom, Noch Hapshat, Halach is going to be Kamoise, Achloa Halach, he's going to come, he's going to Sukhi Shmaili Bedochazot. But we see directly that there's a direct Kesher between the covenant and the mirror person has the Torah and his kinyan Torah. That's a lashon. I don't bring the lashon of Kalam. Kalam Derech Hashem says Namish this lashon. Kafi Ashir that the person has in mirror and covenant Torah. Kafi Ashir that the person can be zeicher to be kinyan Torah. Lashon of Kalam Derech Hashem. But Isa Ashir that's to be the direct. There's a proportion, the direct proportion of the person read this covenant Torah and how much he's zeicher to be kinyan Torah. Another Gemara. It's just going to be more troublesome. Great explanation. Amar Megillah. Amar Megillah, that Gimel, the Sugya of Gimel and Beis, the Sugya of Mevatn Talmud Torah. Mevatn Talmud Torah. The Kriyas of Megillah. And it says, if you see when one brings a ride, Mavatal Avoida, Avoida Samigdash, Ma Avoida Chamura, Mavatal, in order to hear the Megillah, Kol Shekei Mavatal Talmud Torah, in order to hear the Megillah. Gemara says, if one brings a ride, you see Talmud Torah is more Chamur than Avoida. How could you learn that from Avoida? That if Avoida is Mavatal Avoida in order to hear the Mikra Megillah, so to Mavatal, your Mavatal Torah, we find, Gedoyla Talmud Torah, Yoyisem Yakravas to meet it. Well, it says that's different. How the rabbim, how the yochid. Talmud Torah, the rabbim is more chashad than anything. And with Talmud Torah, the yochid still avoida is more chomer. Avoida is more chomer than Talmud Torah. Correct the Gemara. The yochid gal, you're telling me Talmud Torah, the yochid is not as chashad as avoida and not as chashad as mikra megillah. Well, it brings a rayin shein a mishnah. Noshim b'moyed ma'anois avoloi metapkes. When they used to be make a stadium, so noshim used to make the stadium. So on a yontif, even Cholamoid, they have to leave out part of this mispaidim. It can't be metapkos. Zok v'shtei b'rosh chadosh and b'chanag of Purim ma'anos u'metapkos. They have to leave out one less thing, but they can do more. V'amur Rav Huna ein moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham. Kol shekein chanag of Purim. Back to the Gemara Stira. State, if it's a regular yontif or it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, you have to be memayet in the hesped that you're doing. But in front of Talmud Chacham, Mishdoz, Azach, as a moid, a Talmud Chacham, you're not a maid bechlau, you're not a maid bechlau, in the Hesper from a Talmud Chacham. Looking more culture, can't Chanukah Purim. Look at this shot, what do we see? We see that a Hesper has precedence over Purim, Mishdama, if they can make a long Hesper and Purim, and Miss Megillah. We see that the Hesper of Talmud Chacham has precedence over Mikra Megillah. So how could you say, how could you say that Talmud Torah is more kal than Avoida and Mikra Megillah? How can you say that? And for the Gemara, I wish I know the Gemara is of the Gemara. Kavod Torah Kamit. Kavod Torah Diyachid Chamit. Talmud Torah Diyachid Chamit. Kavod Torah is a whole different story. Hesped of Talmud Chacham is Kavod Torah. We were saying Talmud Torah Diyachid. Is Chomer. Is Kal. Covered the Torah, even of a Yachid, covered the Torah of one Talmud Chacham. Covered the Torah of one Talmud Chacham is Odin, it's more Chomer than Gil and more Chomer. This is already, in the Pell, see with me there. Covered the Torah is Chashib, but it's more Chashib than Talmud Torah. Covered the Torah is more Chashib than Talmud Torah, it seems like, yes. It seems like there's a dimension, in the eyes of Chazal, there's a dimension and an aspect of covered the Torah that is more. And I'll say Talmud Torah in the Kulam. However, in the binyan of the Adam, and his chibur to Torah, and his connection to Torah is more influential, and more basic, and more important, and more integral than the etzem learning of Torah to a certain extent. This is an everyday chiddush. This is a really a machayef. This is something we have to taste. We have to try to develop. We have to try to open up the subject. Stadia, the covenant of Torah. We saw a covenant of Torah. Is it heightens your king in that turret? We saw something more new. But here we see there's an aspect of the turret that comes before us in a certain way, is almost higher than the etzim of that turret. Sounds like that if even a person could be learning turret, his covenant turret is not the right way, he's going to be missing out basically. He's almost missing out basically. Covenant turret in a certain way is not at all. This is a little bit of a wetting our taste, we just is going to have done. We have to open up to see. Again, we're going to start the sugi of covenant b'chlam. What does it mean to be mechabim? What does it mean to be mechabim? We're used to it by us. The whole sugi of Kavanah Torah again is like Hilchos Derech Eretz. Like this is us, we're taught. You're supposed to stand up, not supposed to stand up. Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's a whole sugi in Avodah. Being mechaber things. What is being mechaber things? What does it mean to mechaber things? How to be mechaber things? What does it mean, the true Erech of Kavanah Torah? I think that we said this is something that's going to be a little continuation. It's going to have bearings when we get back to what real Kavanah of Torah is. Male will know what Torah is by us. It's also. I think this is something we have to try and open up and build the sugya. Shach Mavar, what the Rishli and the Oifin Aroy, the sugya of Kavanah Torah, so in order that we can be Makabit Torah, but Oifin Apnimi, is the Shem that we Mashpia, on the whole Oil Matara, and we'll bring back the Keser Torah, the Karen Torah, in its proper manner.
The sugya, you know, covered a bris, where you start off, you know, it's like very, I guess you find a lot in like, you know, health books, you know, and like all these, you know, Sarah Pliskin and et cetera. Like, this is more of like, it's like connected, but it's mamish, this Indian, is there like also an element in this of like, I guess like, I don't know, I guess call it like being, you know, being healthy, having self-confidence, like,
covered a bris, but other people also share their sugya,
whatever, yeah. Covered a pera.
Code of Torah of Shaitis, this
that like element of the other covers that
so we saw in the